Chapter 12. The End of Dr. Jekyll. I was shocked. I ran to the laboratory, drank the potion, and 10 minutes later, I was Jekyll again. But I was very worried. The Hyde side of me was becoming stronger than the Jekyll side. How can I keep the balance of my personality? I thought. Is there a danger that I could become Hyde forever? I decided that I must choose between the two parts of my personality, and that I must stop changing from Jekyll to Hyde. I chose Jekyll. I wanted to remain the good old doctor, with lots of friends and a peaceful life. Or did I? I didn't destroy the chemicals, and I kept Hyde's house and clothes. For 2 months, however, everything was fine. At first I was very proud of myself, but later it became more difficult. Hyde wanted to be free. Finally, I drank the potion again. This time, I felt different. Hyde was stronger and more evil than before. That night, he murdered Sir Danvers Carew. And worse, he enjoyed it. After the murder, Hyde went home and destroyed all his papers. Then he went to the laboratory and drank the potion again. Jekyll returned. The next day, all the newspapers wrote about the murder. I was very happy, because now I didn't have any choice. Hyde couldn't return, because the police knew that he was the murderer. For the last time, I locked the back door of the laboratory, threw the key on the ground, stood on it, and broke it. I began a new life. I worked hard to help others, and I was very happy. One day I was in a park. I was sitting on a bench, thinking about myself and my life. I was content. Suddenly, I felt cold and nauseous and started to tremble violently. It passed in a few minutes, and I looked at my clothes. They were too long for me. I looked at my hands. They were small and hairy. I was Edward Hyde again. I must get the chemicals in the room above the laboratory, I thought. But how? I locked the door to the laboratory the last time I was there. I can't go home, because my servants know Hyde and will call the police. What can I do? Suddenly, I thought of Lanyon. I went to a hotel and took a room there. Then I wrote 2 letters, one to Lanyon asking for his help, and another to Poole explaining what I needed. I stayed in my hotel room all day, frightened and worried. That night, I went to Lanyon's house. I drank the potion in front of him and changed into Jekyll again. Lanyon was shocked at my story, but I hardly heard what he said to me. I was different now. I did not want to be Hyde. It wasn't because I was frightened of the police. I did not want to be Hyde. I went home and went to sleep, and in the morning I felt better. I hated Hyde, and I was frightened of him, but now I was at home and my chemicals were near me if I needed them. But that morning, when I was walking through the courtyard to go to my laboratory, I suddenly started to tremble. I just had time to get to my room before I changed into Hyde, and this time I had to drink 2 potions to become Jekyll. 6 hours later, I was Hyde again. From that day, I changed into Hyde many times. Every time I went to sleep, I woke up as Hyde. I was terrified and tried not to sleep. I became ill, and finally I began to change into Hyde without any pain or trembling. But Hyde knew that it was impossible for him to leave his room. He was only safe as Jekyll, so he continued taking the potion to return to Jekyll's body. I took the potion many times, and the chemical was now almost finished. I sent Poole to buy more, but the new chemical wasn't good. The colours of the liquid didn't change. I drank the potion, but it had no effect. I sent Poole to every chemist in London, but I couldn't find the correct chemical. Now I think I understand why. The first bag of the chemical was not pure. There was something else in it. That additional chemical made the experiment work. I don't know what it was, so I don't know how to make more. I am now drinking the last glass of the potion. I have suffered enough, and I don't want to be Jekyll any more. In half an hour, I will change into Hyde, and Jekyll will disappear forever. Hyde knows that his end is near too. He will sit in the chair, or will walk around the room, listening for any sound of danger. What will happen to him? Will the police hang him as a murderer, or will he commit suicide at the last moment? It is not important to me. This is the real hour of my death. What happens to Hyde does not concern me. I am finishing my letter and ending the unhappy life of Henry Jekyll.